barely allowing much of a rider at all.
Let's see. How about that game that every town, well, every house would have two stakes out in back, just about every house?
Pitching horseshoes.
Isn't it a shame that that game is gone?
Yes,
I shouldn't say every house, but it seemed like some of the small towns that I grew up in, it just wasn't the right place, but didn't have those. Yeah,
they tried.
Did they ever call it anything else?
No, I never heard.
You ever hear quakes or quoits?
Oh, that's a different game.
That's rings, isn't it?
That's rings, yes.
Did they play that here?
No, not that. Now, I say no. I have seen them use the round steel rings, but I never thought about that other word. I just said horseshoes, and that was all there was to it. Mm-hmm. That might be what they call that game, man. But I never heard the term used. Like you do horseshoes, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, I've heard the term quoits, but I never heard it used around here.
Did the horses go lame very often?
Oh, quite a bit, yes.
What did you have to do then?
Well, we just give the veterinary and have him to see what was the matter with the horse's foot. Sometimes it might be a stone lodged between the foot and the shoe, something like that, or accidentally run a nail in its foot, just like a man would.
How about putting new shoes on them? What do they do then?
Well, you mean how did they do it?
Mm-hmm.
They take them to the blacksmith shop, and the blacksmith always had a bunch of shoes there, and he would have to measure take one of them and measure it to the horse's foot. Mm-hmm. And if it was too long, he'd put it in his anvil or in his forge and heat it and cut it off. Sometimes they'd put a tip on it, you know. And sometimes they'd just leave it smooth. And when he got it fitted, he'd just nail it to the horse's foot, right up through the hoof. He'd be careful to not get it to the quick of the horse's foot.
Hmm. Hmm. My grandfather was a blacksmith, and I don't know anything at all about that.
Yes, I've seen him shoe horses lots of times.
Did they very often go lame?
Not very often, no.
You mentioned driving nails up there. What did you say they drove these into?
Through the hoof.
Oh.
See, there's a place under their foot here, out here at the edge, it's hoof.
Uh-huh.
See, in the middle here is the quick, just like,
uh-huh,
like if they drive a nail in it, it'd be sore. Uh-huh. But they drive it through this hoof, it's just a dead
toenail all the way around.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And then you drive through that. Of course, you'd come through probably that far.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd bend that nail over, and then they'd take a pair of pinchers and cut it off up next to the hoof.
Mm-hmm.
Hoof. And then, of course, that'd leave a rough edge on the nail. They'd take a rasp or a file and file that down smooth. Mm-hmm. That's all there was to it.
Did they raise many sheep around here?
I don't think they did. I think there's more sheep around here now than there were years ago.
Oh. The male sheep is a
ram.
And the female sheep is a
ewe.
And from these sheep they get, sheep are raised mostly for their
The wool.
And let's see, pigs. The male pig is a
boar.
And let's say he's indeterminate. He was a male pig, but he's no longer.
Well, he's a barrel.
What have they done to him?
Castrated him.
And let's see, pigs and you mentioned hogs. Is that just male or male and female?
Oh, no. Pigs generally are the young ones. And the hogs are the older hogs. You don't, you take a little one, maybe 6 months or a year old, you generally designate them as pigs, see? Mm-hmm. Then after you get 2 or 3 years old, or maybe a year old, something like that, you generally say hogs.
How about those hairs that they have, those real things?
Well, they're bristles.
Uh-huh. And take an old hog that has these teeth sticking out.
Tusks. You know, I saw two boars fight one time.
Well, I bet that was a sight.
Boy, they just ripped each other. Go right up to the side of them, you know, with their head. Just get that old tooth in their skin and just pull out. Leave streaks that long.
I mean, I was going to